afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope you all are doing all right. Hope nobody's sick out there. Everybody's feeling okay and feeling good with this pretty nice day out there. Yeah, it might be a little bit windy, and the temperature's maybe not 70 or 75 degrees, but hey, it's pushing up there feeling pretty good, and I think we're going to be in the 70s before we know it. But it indeed is May, and we're coming up on that frost-free date on May the 15th. So you getting all your plants and flowers ready? I bet you are. I went ahead and got some hanging baskets. Those are out and looking pretty good. And so I didn't have to take them in last night because of the frost, of course, but they're looking okay and doing all right. We're ready for some flowers around the house, that is for sure. So, well, this past weekend, of course, celebrated Mother's Day and went down south, and we ordered pizza, surprised my mother-in-law, and we ordered pizza for her, and we got they had a special three-topping pizza down there, and so we had all kinds of different toppings, and so we surprised her with pizza on Mother's Day. Hey, now next week we're going to do the Sizzlin' Summer Giveaway Getaway, or Sizzlin' Summer Getaway Giveaway, and we're going to be giving away a restaurant gift card and a gas card, so it'll help you get your kickstart to your summer vacation and get you a place to eat too. We'll go ahead and sign you up for that this week, but next week we'll let you know what that is, and we'll draw names and do all that, take care of all that next week. We'll do a couple of them. And so that'll be coming up next week. We'll let you know about that. The Sizzlin' Summer Getaway Giveaway. So that'll be coming up next week, so you can look forward to that. Now today, I've got a Rural King gift card to give away at 4:55 this afternoon for trivia contestants. And my trivia is a little different today. I happen to have all Ohio trivia today. And incidentally, this was sent in by one of our listeners. So we thank our listener for sending me in this trivia idea, and I was able to get some questions here for all Ohio trivia today. So that's what we're giving away today, a Rural King gift card. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. All you'll need to do for a chance to win is just call me and answer a trivia question. I will put your name in a drawing, and then we will pick a winner at 4:55 this afternoon. Well, 4:17 is the time, and we're glad you're tuned in. We want to say thank you so much to our supporter who I just visited the other day. My wife's SUV was giving us a little bit of difficulties. It was sputtering around and having trouble shifting gears. Turned out it needed a major tune-up, and the transmission fluid was just black. So it needed a transmission flush and a big old tune-up. So for now, it seems to have solved the problem. Thanks to our supporter, Waldo Tire and Automotive, for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. If you get a chance, check out my website. It's out there, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. And thank you to the radio station. We are streaming live online at www.gh1071.com. Just go there, scroll down till you see the Listen Live button, click on that, and away you go. Also, a lot of all of the shows are up there on the archive page as well at www.gh1071.com. And if you'd like to send me anything via email, love to hear from you, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. com. All right, let's jump into the trivia, see if we can get some phones ringing here at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll give you some trivia questions. Give me a call, answer one, and I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win a Rural King, yeah, like I can say that word, Rural King gift card. All right, here's the first one, and this is all Ohio trivia now. Here we go. What is the official state rock song? What is the official state rock song? What Ohio team was the first professional baseball team? What Ohio team was the first professional baseball team? What is the name of the bridge in Zanesville that was built to span the Licking and Muskingum Rivers? What is the name of the bridge in Zanesville that was built to span the Licking and Muskingum Rivers? What is the rubber capital of the world? What is the rubber capital of the world? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, rock song is Hang On Sloopy.
Right, Hang On Sloopy. Well, how are you doing today?
Oh, not doing too bad. Resting right now.
All right, you been working hard today?
Oh, not real hard. Did a little bit of weed eating.
Well, weed eating can be difficult when you have a lot of trees and fences and things to go around.
Yeah.
That can take a lot of energy. Do you have a gas or a electric weed eater or battery?
A gas one.
Oh, a gas one. Okay. Yeah. So it probably takes some good effort to pull that to get it started sometimes, I'll bet.
Yeah, sometimes it does.
Yeah, I know my weed eater lasted about two seasons, and that was the end of that one. It won't stay running now.
Well, I just bought a brand new one, and it won't run. So.
Oh, okay.
We've got to take it back to the store.
Oh, okay. All right. See how they are? They're just that way. They just don't like to work, do they?
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. Well, Mr. David Avery, I'll get you signed up for a chance to win. I appreciate the phone call.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too. Good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
All right, 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. What is the rubber capital of the world? What is the rubber capital of the world? What Ohio senator became the oldest man to venture into outer space? What Ohio senator became the oldest man to venture into outer space? Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Bob, I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Akron is. You're looking for Akron.
Yes, I'm looking for Akron. Yes, sir.
That was your first question, but he got me into it. So I got Akron.
Yes, that's right. Well, what's for dinner tonight?
You had a good weekend, huh?
Oh, had a good weekend. Yep, spent it with Mother. Yep, had a good Mother's Day weekend. What's for dinner tonight, Bob?
You're cutting out. I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. What you having for dinner tonight?
You're cutting out.
Oh, yeah. Still can't hear me. Okay. What you having for dinner tonight?
I'm getting chicken, chicken breast, macaroni and cheese, and veggies.
Wow, that sounds good. Macaroni and cheese. It's been a long time since I had macaroni and cheese. Do you do it homemade style?
Yeah,
that's the way to do it.
That's what they're getting. I can stand here at the table and do most of it off the table, so not the same very long.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
So anyway, I'll get off there and let you get back to your questions.
All right, Bob. Thanks for calling. Enjoy your dinner.
Yep.
Bye-bye. 4:24 is the time. Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. Okay, here's an easy one coming up. Well, I'll go ahead and grab this one. Then I'll give you an easy Ohio question coming up here in just a second. Hi, we're on the air.
Why Bridge?
The Why Bridge is what I'm looking for. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Is this Mr. Noah?
Yes.
All right, Noah. Well, tell me what you've been up to today.
Just playing basketball.
You've been playing basketball.
Yeah, I've been eating meatballs and garlic bread.
Oh, did you say you've been having meatballs?
Yeah, and garlic bread.
Meatballs and garlic bread. Wow, that sounds good. Did you get to eat until you were full?
Yep.
Good deal. All right. Now, when you're playing basketball, are you good at making baskets?
Yeah. Pop-Pop's cut up one bucket in half and made a little loaf for my basketball.
Oh, great. All right. So you can have a easy shot, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, it's been pretty nice outside today, hasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, good weather to be outside playing basketball.
Yep.
All right, Noah. Well, I'll sign you up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Noah right there checking in with us. All right, here's the easy question for you. Cleveland is home to what famous attraction? Cleveland is home to what famous attraction? All right, what museum is located in Canton? There's actually a couple of them. What museum, but one of them is pretty popular. What museum is located in Canton? I'll take either one of them. Yep. What Ohio town was Neil Armstrong from? What Ohio town was Neil Armstrong from? On March 1st, 1803, Ohio became the what number of state? You know, 14th, 15th. What number of state did Ohio become on March 1st, 1803? Hi, we're on the air.
How about John Glenn?
Yes, John Glenn. That's correct. Well, how are you doing today, Ralph?
Oh, not bad.
Yeah, it's a pretty good day today, isn't it?
Yeah, I took the car down, got it washed up and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's a good day to do it. I washed both mine off yesterday, so.
Yeah.
Good day to get it all shined up.
Yep, getting that time to get stuff out and start planting it, too, so.
Yeah, so you got a good-sized garden.
No, we're just going to have a small one, a few different items.
Okay, great.
But then we got that, and then we're going to got all of our flowers, like they're hanging baskets in our plants and stuff. We've been setting in the sun of a day and putting them up against the building of a night.
All right, yeah, exactly.
Hey, I don't know if it's going to frost or not, you know.
I know. You just never know. It's getting, the lows are just getting too low at night.
Yeah, they say that they're going to make this one the last one, but you never can tell that.
No, you never, with Ohio, you never can tell for sure.
That's for sure. You know that.
I remember one Memorial Day, when I was younger, one Memorial Day, I remember wearing winter coats on a Memorial Day one time grilling outside.
Yeah, that's what I told her one time. I was coming from work, and I said it started pouring down snow in April, you know. So
I know. It's crazy.
But that's the way the weather is around here.
Yep. We just got to sit back and take what we got, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. If you don't like it, you got to leave it.
That's right.
All right, Nate, I'll get off here.
All right, Ralph, good talking to you.
Yeah, you have a safe trip home now, bud.
All right, thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye. All righty, this is Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here, and we are doing trivia, having a good time. And I've got two more questions for you. What was Ohio's first capital city? What was Ohio's first capital city? And what was the world's first city to be lighted electrically in 1879? What was the world's first city to be lighted electrically in 1879? And those are all the trivia questions I got for today. I had to have a total. I have a total of 12 of them. So we'll just see if we can get every single one of them answered today. Coming up on 4:30. Glad you're tuned in today. And I've got some offbeat fast facts for you today that I'm going to share with you in a couple minutes. So get ready, because these are some unusual ones this week. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that'd be Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for Cleveland.
Yes, Cleveland's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Have you ever had the opportunity to go see it?
No, I haven't.
You know what? I have not either, believe it or not. I've never gotten the chance to be up there. I've been in Cleveland, but not to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I guess it's right downtown Cleveland is what I understand, but I don't know.
Yeah, people say it's really, really great to go. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I never had a chance myself to go and check it out. But one day, that's on my bucket list. One day,
that's on your bucket list.
That's one thing on my bucket list, and so I'll check that out.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things on my bucket list that I'm not necessarily going to get.
Yeah, there's a lot of things on my bucket list too. But
yeah.
I guess we all have bucket lists.
We all got bucket lists. We just don't know when we're going to get to them, right?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Well, Miss Becky, I hope you have a good evening. It's always good talking to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you too, Nate. You have a good evening too, and be safe going home.
All right, thanks a lot. Take care.
You too.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're rolling right along here on a Wednesday afternoon. If you're just tuning in, this is Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond taking your calls here, taking your trivia answers. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Cincinnati Reds was the first Major League Baseball team.
Yeah, certainly was. Have you ever had the privilege to go to a game?
Yeah, I've been to a few games down there.
I never have. Never been.
You know, in years past, I don't know when they quit. You know, Cincinnati always played the first game of the year in the major leagues.
Uh-huh.
They were the only team to play that first day, you know, because being the oldest team, and they, you know, gave them some honor there.
Right.
And because that first game in Cincinnati's big, you know, they have parades and stuff like that, you know, when they play their first home game. But it used to be every year they played a home game, first game of the year.
Yeah, that I remember that was quite the they'd have quite the doings down there for that big first. I haven't heard what exactly they do during the COVID thing. Don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Didn't hear quite as big of a deal. Maybe.
Yeah, I haven't been following Major League Baseball much lately, especially since they moved the All-Star game, I guess it was, out of Atlanta.
Okay, I guess maybe 40% capacity, something like that. Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So, well, one of these days maybe we'll get right back to where we were at.
I think so, but, you know, it's sort of disappointing with just reading, you know, Marion County is only 30% fully vaccinated.
Marion County's only 30%.
Right, yeah, and compared to Delaware County, it's 51%.
Delaware's 51%,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't
need to be at 60,
that.
Don't we?
What's that?
Do we need to be at 60 to be where we should be?
At least, you know, because of, it's going to help a little bit now since they're doing 12 and up.
Oh, right.
You know. Because that'll add to the numbers at least, you know. But you still have from the younger ones and that you're not going to get vaccinated. So you got to get pretty high in the rest of it to even get to 60%.
Yeah, got to get that herd immunity to kick in.
I think warm weather will help a lot.
Yeah, I think so too. And as more people get it and more people talk to other people and they realize that, hey, there's no secret chip in there. Yep. There's no, you know, you just get your little card and you're good to go. And
there's people that just resist, you know. They just don't. They don't trust it, or they don't think it's necessary, or something.
Yeah, yeah. There are. It's kind of neat. There are a few people giving away freebies here and there for folks to do that. And I believe it's Staples that'll do your. What do you call it? Your vaccine card, they'll laminate it for you.
Okay.
Yeah, for free of charge.
Okay. But I had heard they said they didn't recommend laminating your card. It might deteriorate the card.
Oh, I see. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
But it's the only thing I don't like is at least the cards around here. I don't know if all the cards are the same. It's bigger than wallet size.
Right.
You know,
bigger
the card
than wallet
is.
Size,
so
yeah.
It's sort of a pain to have to carry around.
Yeah, true.
So. All right, Nate, I'll let somebody else get on.
Well, Ernie, it's always good talking to you.
Good talking to you, Nate.
Hey, you take care now.
You too.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number, and hey, I got all my first page of questions answered here, and I don't have anything on page two answered yet, so we have six more Ohio questions to get answered here. If you'd like to call and answer one, I'll sign you up for a Rural King gift card. And by the way, don't forget, next week, it is our Sizzlin' Summer Getaway Giveaway. And we're going to do a couple of gift cards to restaurants and maybe some gas cards. You know, we always surprise you here at WWGH. You just kind of never know when we're going to throw it at you or what we're going to throw at you until we throw it at you. So the best thing to do is just listen right here, 4:15 to 5 o'clock. What's that? Oh, a seventh question. Okay. Well, I don't get breaks anymore, so you can just write it out anytime you want. you just feel free to write it out. Oh, yeah, I don't even know the answer to that one. What's Dean Martin's hometown? Here's the seventh question. This is Ohio Questions. What's Dean Martin's hometown? That's my seventh question here. Okay. So we got so far. What museum is located in Canton? There's two possible answers there. I'll take either one of them. What Ohio town was Neil Armstrong from? Incidentally, there's a museum over there, too. This one's easy. I forgot to do this one. This one's real easy. Where were the Wright brothers from? On March 1st, 1803, Ohio became the what number state? What was Ohio's first capital city? What was the world's first city to be lighted electrically in 1879? And what was Dean Martin's hometown? There you go. Oh, and the host of The Price is Right, Drew Carey, is from where in Ohio? There you go. So there's a couple of other questions there. 740-383-9944. Nate Redmond here with my producer, Mr. Terry Tackett, helping me out here on over here with the questions as well as we roll along together here. Now, some offbeat fast facts for you, and then we'll go to the offbeat news stack here. And you can call any time because I'm always happily interrupted with a phone call, absolutely for sure. Dolphins are unable to smell. It takes around 200 muscles to take a step. Mercury and Venus are the only planets in our solar system with no moon. Hi, we're on the air.
The Wright brothers are from Dayton.
Yes, the Wright brothers are from Dayton. That's correct. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good. And who's this? I'll get you signed up for a chance to win.
My name is Judy. Isn't the Hall of Fame in Canton?
Right, the Hall of Fame is in Canton. Correct. You
yes,
are correct
this is Judy.
On that. All right, Judy, I'll get you signed up for a chance to win, all right?
All right, thanks.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, and I'll go ahead and tell you, the Hall of Fame is in Canton, and so is President McKinley's Museum is in Canton. Is there one more? First Lady's Museum is also in Canton. There we go. All right, so there's some good places to go in Canton. In fact, I am... Oh, all right. Mr. Terry Tackett may, in fact, be broadcasting from there in the First Lady's Museum in the near future. In the near future. Well, that'd be fun. The wife and I have an Ohio trip planned for the week of Memorial Day and the week after Memorial Day, and we are heading over to Canton for the McKinley Museum, so there's some other places to go. We can just make Canton a big day of it while we're over there. All right, offbeat fast facts. Did you know this? And I had to look this up several places to see if this was actually true. And according to our friends at Snapple, which was the original place I saw it because they post facts, our friends at Snapple and our friends at Snopes, this is actually true. It is against the law to put pretzels in bags in Philadelphia. It is against the law to put pretzels in bags in Philadelphia. You have to keep them out and eat them fresh. I knew I was going to have trouble with this when I had trouble. A Galapagos tortoise can take up to 3 weeks to digest a meal. Maybe that's what happens with me. It just takes forever to digest, and it just stays right out front here. A camel can drink 25 gallons of water in less than 3 minutes. The woodpecker can hammer wood up to 16 times per second. Snails can sleep for up to 3 years. Boy, I can come pretty close to that. You put me to sleep and I am out. The Statue of Liberty wears a size 879 sandal. And human eyes have over 2 million working parts. There you go. Some offbeat fast facts for you as you head through your Wednesday afternoon. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1, broadcasting live on South Prospect Street in beautiful Marion, Ohio. We're here every Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. And now, the Offbeat News stack that I have for you today. Check this out. This football isn't for playing. A beach visitor made the exceedingly rare find of a Pacific football fish. Football fish that had washed up on shore at Crystal Cove State Park in Orange County, California on Friday. It's a type of anglerfish that dwells thousands of feet below the surface. The fish isn't uncommon in the ocean's dark depths, but it's highly unusual to see it perfectly preserved on a Southern California beach, the fishing company said. The first spine of its dorsal fins serves as a strange overhead lamp with a phosphorescent bulb on the end of it to attract its prey. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife now reportedly has the 18-inch carcass. Dr. Bruce Robinson of Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute said anglerfish are amongst the most rarely seen of all deep-sea fishes. And this football fish, I saw a picture of it, and it does. My goodness, it looks just like a football. It's amazing. Well, this sounds fishy, but a Japanese town has decided the best way to spend its coronavirus relief funds is on a giant squid statue. Noto, which is located on the west coast of Honshu, is known for its squid fishing, so town leaders decided a huge statue of the tasty fish or squid could cook up interest from tourists, according to Inside Edition. But Squid Nation wasn't cheap. The 13-foot-high, 29-foot-long statue cost around $200,000. Some locals think the funds should have been used for actual coronavirus relief. One unnamed resident said the money should have been spent on medical staff or long-term care facilities, which urgently require support because of the pandemic, according to the South China Morning Post. But there you have it, a 13-foot-high, 29-foot-long squid statue there in this Japanese town. And finally, in this first offbeat stack, I have this. A Detroit pizzeria owner upset over people getting $150 tickets for unwittingly parking in a handicap zone, got a bucket of blue paint and marked the street himself. People come to Detroit to try to support our city and walk away with a $150 ticket, and they feel like they were tricked into it, and they kind of were tricked into it, said Tony Sacco, co-owner of Moots Pizzeria and Bar. The last straw, a woman and her children getting ice cream found a ticket on their car across the street from Sacco's pizzeria. I was talking to my buddy sitting with me, and I said, we're going to go buy some blue paint, and we did. There is a single sign along the library street curb, I guess it's pretty small, that says this is a handicap zone. So he extended it, and what he did, he just painted the whole area blue. So that's exactly what he did. So now it has itself all marked up there that it is indeed a handicapped zone. So there you go. There is your offbeat stack for today. 4:45 is the time. We'll do some more trivia in just a second, see if we can get some more questions answered. First of all, it's time for On This Day in History, this May the 12th, 1926. The airship Norge became the first vessel to fly over the North Pole. Also on 1926, in Britain, a general strike by trade unions ended. The strike began on May 3, 1926. 1937, Britain's King George VI was crowned at Westminster Abbey. On this date in 1940, the Nazi conquest of France began with German army crossing the river there. 1942, the Soviet army launched its first major offensive of World War II in the eastern Ukraine from the German army. 1943, the Axis forces in North Africa surrendered during World War II. 1949, the Soviet Union announced an end to the Berlin blockade. 1950, the American Bowling Congress abolished its white males-only membership restriction after 34 years. And in 1970, Ernie Banks of the Chicago Cubs hit his 500th home run in 1970. And that's what happened on this day in history. And here's what happens right now. We're giving you a chance to win a Rural King gift card. And all you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer one of my trivia questions, and I will draw a winner here coming up at 4:55 this afternoon, coming up in just a few moments from now. So if you'd like to get in on this, we'd love to hear from you. What Ohio town was Neil Armstrong from? What Ohio town was Neil Armstrong from? On March 1st, 1803, Ohio became the what number state? On March 1st, 1803, Ohio became the what number state? 740-383-9944 is my phone number. What was Ohio's first capital city? What was Ohio's first capital city? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Drew Carey is from Cleveland, right?
Drew Carey is from Cleveland. That is correct. Yes. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. Just enjoying the sunshine. Thinking I'm going to go home and mow the lawn.
Hey, there you go. That's what I've got to do tomorrow is mow that lawn.
been a while. It's been too wet.
Yeah, right. Now, is this Sarah?
No, this is Jessica, actually.
Jessica, okay. You sounded a little bit like one of my other callers, so I had to guess.
That's okay. You put that there. I don't care either way.
All right, Jessica. Well, I appreciate you giving us a call today, and I will put you in the drawing here, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. There's one of Terry's questions answered here. And the other one you said it was, where was Drew Carey from? Oh, where was Dean Martin from? Where was Dean Martin from? Yeah. All right. Yes, there we go. That, because we just got the answer to that question. Where was Dean Martin from? That was the other question Terry had. Oh, and one more of mine. What was the world's first city to be lighted electrically in 1879? Can you tell me the answer to that one? Hi, we're on the air.
Chillicothe.
Chillicothe, you've got it. That was Ohio's first capital city. Well, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. What have you been up to today, Miss Allison?
Nothing.
Not a whole lot. Did you get your schoolwork done for the day?
Yeah, I just finished.
You just finished? All right, all right. Well, it's a good feeling to get it done for the day, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right. Now you're free to do whatever you want this evening. You going to go outside?
Maybe.
Maybe. There you go. Or either that or find yourself a good book, right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right, Allison. Well, I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling. You have a good night now.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alrighty. Hey, have a good amount of callers here this week. Here at 740-383-9944, my telephone number. Hi, we're on the air.
17th.
That's the number of state that Ohio became back on March 1st, 1803. 17th state. And how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. And would this happen to be my buddy Lucas?
Yes,
Lucas. Well, Lucas, how's your day been today?
Good.
Good. Have you gotten your schoolwork all done for the day?
I just finished it.
You just finished it. All right. Did you have any trouble with math today, or did you have a no problem?
No problems.
All right. Okay. Well, that's a good deal. Now you're free to go outside if you want to, right?
Yep.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Lucas, I will put you in the stack for a chance to win, all right?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. All righty, and we have just about 3 minutes left until we do that drawing, and you're welcome to chime in here real quick if you'd like to. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. We would love to hear from you, and next week we have planned for you Terry Tackett's Spring... No, it wasn't the Spring Fling. It was Terry Tackett's Sizzlin' Summer Getaway giveaway. Say that five times fast, right? And we're going to give away some restaurant gift cards and some gas gift cards, something to just kind of kick off your summer fun and excitement as we head even closer towards that summer season. It's sneaking up on us, folks, and it's getting exciting when summer is coming close. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay, well, we're here with you every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. We call it Offbeat News and Trivia. Right now, it is time for the Weird Word of the Week. So head with me down with me to my little classroom here. Make a right. I have my socially distanced chairs all set up here. And on the chalkboard, I have written this week's Weird Word of the Week. And it's machinate. Machinate, M-A-C-H-I-N-A-T-E, machinate. It is a verb used with or without object for all of you English folks out there. The definition is to contrive or plot, especially artfully or with evil purpose. Machinate. Do you have an evil? Do you have evil purpose out there? No. Hopefully, everybody out there is good shape, right? Machinate entered English in the first half of the 16th century, so it's been around for a while. Machinate. That's your weird word of the week for this week. So, next time you come across somebody with an evil purpose, there you go. You can drop this word on them. Say, you know what? All you like to do is just machinate trouble. And see how that sounds on. They're going to look at you and say, what did you just call me? All right. Well, 10 seconds and counting until we do our drawing. So let's thank everybody for calling in. Let's see. Let us thank David, Bob, Noah, Ralph, Becky, Ernie, Judy, Jessica, Allison, and Lucas. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Let's mix you all up now and find out who our big winner of the Rural King gift card is going to be. And the winner for today, pulling one out of the stack here, is, congratulations, Jessica. And Jessica, I know I do not have your address. We will send this to the through the mail to you. So as soon as I go off the air, I will get your address and get this sent to you. Okay, so call me as soon as I go off the air at 5 o'clock. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, I'm looking for Wapakoneta.
Yeah, that's one I didn't get, Bob. Wapakoneta. Good job.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah,
buddy.
I had the other ones. I had the other ones, too. Took off there. I was letting somebody else in.
Okay.
Yeah, Wapakoneta.
Okay, Wapakoneta was it. Thanks, Bob. All right, there we go. Okay. We will draw a couple of winners for next week, too. And let's find out who we've got here, courtesy of the station. All right, Allison, you win a surprise next week. We'll let you know what that is and get that sent to you. And the other one is Noah. So Noah and Allison, you are up for next week's surprise gift. So that won't we won't have that for you till next week. But you are our winners of next week's of Terry's Sizzlin' Summer Getaway giveaway. So it's the kickoff. So you will win some gift cards or one gift card. Yeah, one gift card from Terry for next week. So Allison and Noah, I will put you in the stack for that, courtesy of the station, of course, here at WWGH Radio. And so we will get those, we will put you aside for next week. How does that sound? And we will get those to you for that. But Jessica, as soon as I go off the air here at 5 o'clock, give me a call back here at 740-383-9944. I'll get your address down, and I'll send you this Rural King gift card. I'll send that out tomorrow, so you'll get that just as soon as you can. We have just enough time for Ladies Corner, and I have a recipe here today from Amber's Kitchen. We have grilled Turkey Club quesadillas for today, and it's just a 10-minute prep, and here's what you need. 2 flour tortillas, 6 inches, 1 tablespoon of Miracle Whip dressing, 1/4 teaspoon of chili powder, 4 slices of your Oscar Mayer Deli Fresh Oven Roasted Turkey Breast, but it can be any sort of roasted turkey breast, 1 slice cooked bacon crumbled, 1 Kraft Singles cut in half. And here's how to make it. Heat your grill to medium heat. Spread tortillas with dressing. Sprinkle with chili powder. Layer half each of the remaining ingredients on half of each tortilla. Fold in half. Grill 2 to 3 minutes on each side or until quesadillas are golden brown on both sides and singles are melted. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. You'll see a picture there and the recipe there, and you can copy that down and make that for yourself. Grilled Turkey Club quesadillas, let me know how they are. Well, you know what? It is time for me to get out of here. They let me out of Waldo once a week to come here, but they're calling me back home now. So it's time for me to get on down the road here. Thanks again for listening to the program. We're here every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. It's Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, here in Air Chair One. Delighted that you tuned in. Thank you to everybody that called in. I do appreciate it very, very much. Thank you to everybody that makes this program go round. I always like to say the callers are the stars of the show, because when you call in, you make this the program go round. Until next time, Nate Redmond right here at WWGH. Stay tuned. More programming straight ahead.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM. From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you.
I know.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy. Is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I forgot.
You
never asked anybody that question.
I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Do you think he needed her after that primary election?
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's the, you bring your enemies close.
That was, had you ever seen a primary like that in your life?
You mean Abraham Lincoln?
You weren't there for that one. You weren't there for that one.
I read the book.
Hillary and Obama. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from